Reading from somebody who could not attend this evening is from Dr. Jack Mintz, the Palmer Chair in Policy Research, or sorry, Public Policy at the University of Calgary. Jack wrote a piece for us regarding family income splitting and is also mentioned in the op-ed that you have on your chair tonight, and is a strong supporter of family taxation and some of the changes that are necessary. Jack forwards on, thanks for the invitation. Unfortunately, I cannot attend. Busy in Calgary. Congratulations on the anniversary. Our next guest will hardly need an introduction either. However, I'd like to take this opportunity to thank him for his past support of the IMFC. He's offered his counsel on a number of occasions, as well as co-sponsoring the first IMFC event on Parliament Hill, along with David Anderson, Member of Parliament here as well. So thank you to both of you for co-sponsoring that. The Honourable John McKay was also first elected in 1997. Representing the riding of Scarborough through four elections, and is a faithful supporter of marriage and family during parliamentary debates. In addition, he is a contributing author to the book Divorcing Marriage, copies of which are actually available at the back. Maybe you can get him to sign his chapter entitled Confusion on the Hill. Ladies and gentlemen, would you please give a warm welcome to the Honourable John McKay.
Thank you, Dave, and thank you for the invitation to be here. It's very kind and generous of you to let a liberal in the room. I want to ask who here saw Question Period today? Oh, you poor souls. I feel sorry for you. That's all you had to do was watch Question Period. You may or may not have caught the question by Pierre Paquette. Who is right? Even Jason put down his newspaper on this one. Pierre's a very nice fellow, really. He's a deputy leader of the Bloc Québécois, and he asked the government a question pertaining to the legitimacy of faith groups to influence public policy. It's a really interesting question. And basically, he was trying to make the point that faith groups have no legitimate role in the marketplace of ideas. I imagine in this room that might be disputed. It fell to John Baird to answer the question, and John did very well. Frankly, it's the first time in 5 years in my observation, but that's not actually. But John defended the notion of pluralism, the pluralism of ideas, in the marketplace of ideas, and I thought he actually answered the question very well. Which is what you do, and what you do very well. I get your publications, I even read them from time to time, and what I appreciate about the work of the Institute is that the ideas as they are presented are well thought out. They're well presented, they're well argued, and by virtue of that, you assert a legitimacy in the marketplace of ideas. Naturally, with nobody's great surprise, the ideas don't always carry the day. But as Jason quite rightly said, sometimes it takes a long time to move the idea through a society as complex as ours. We in Canada are changing, and we are importing something in the order of about 250,000 people on an annual basis, and they have expectations, as do, the host population. And the expectations are that, in many instances, that their faith will be respected, will have a space, and will have an opportunity to express itself as we collectively shape our society. So the Institute plays a rather important role in the pluralism of our society, and I thank you so much over these past 5 years for your efforts to engage. I particularly thank you for the efforts to engage my party, which from time to time is not as open as I think it should be. But interestingly, There are quite a number of people now realizing that if we are going to talk about pluralism, talk the game of pluralism, we have to actually action the game of pluralism. And I've had a number of really interesting conversations with my leader and a number of our people in caucus about these issues. And I would like to say, over the course of 5 years, the Institute's reception in our party has really been much more welcome and open, and I think the Institute can take some credit in the openness and the discussion about the family in the Liberal Party. So I thank you for that, and in some respects, it's keep the faith. So, Dave, if I may present to you the greetings of my leader, Michael Ignatieff, and thank you for it. I don't know whether I should, usually politicians read all this stuff. I'm going to, in light of your time constraints, I'm not going to do that. So, again, thank you for the opportunity, thank you for your faithfulness, and thank you for your activity both on the Hill and in our larger society. Thank you.
John has been a faithful supporter and an open door, and we've had many good discussions. He often has tea happening in the office around 3:30 in the afternoon, which is a really nice time to stop past the office. So thank you very much, John. I appreciate that.